In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 2. Hello, taxi. Hey, taxi. In the last program, we played you various examples of German to get you used to the sound of the language. And if you remember, we also played a song. Here it is again. Listen and try to catch the name of the German city, which is mentioned at the beginning.
Verkauf dich nicht, Berlin. Jung bist du nicht, du alterst so schnell, buckelst zu sehr, trägst an den Geldern der Freie so schwer, die werden gehen, dich sterben sehen, Berlin.
In the last lesson we introduced you to Andreas, who plays an important part in this language course. Here he is now to tell you the name of the city in the song.
Berlin. Berlin.
Can you remember what Andreas told you in the first lesson? He'll say it for you again. This is how you say in German, this is a song.
Das ist ein Lied.
And now he'll tell you who the song is by.
Von Klaus Hoffmann.
Here's the same information again in one sentence.
Das ist ein Lied von Klaus Hoffmann.
Before we begin with the story of the language course, we have some listening exercises to help you understand German. Today we'd like to explain a few techniques you can use to make learning a new language easier. They're very simple techniques to aid comprehension, and most of the time we use them in our own language without being aware of doing so. If you make a conscious effort to apply these techniques when you're learning a new language, you'll find it easier to get the gist of a conversation, even if you don't understand everything that's said. To show you what we mean, here's the first example. You can tell immediately that that's a baby crying. But can you also explain how you recognized that was a baby? The explanation is fairly simple. It's a reflex action. Once we've encountered a situation, we store this information in our memory. And whenever a particular sound or word is repeated, we recall this image. Listen to the next example and test your memory. What's happening in this scene and where is it taking place?
Eine Vorlage geben, dann abgespielt zu Breme. Breme, was macht er? Tor! Tor! 2:0 durch Breme! Tor! Welch ein Tor! Ein italienisches Tor!
As you heard, that was an excerpt from a football commentary. And although you may not have understood the word Tor, you will no doubt have guessed that it means goal. In other words, whenever you hear a new word in a foreign language, you can deduce its meaning from the surrounding context. Listen to the next example. Where does this scene take place? First we heard music, then clapping. And from that we can assume that an audience is showing its appreciation at a concert. So, in other words, we can piece together information, even though it's incomplete, and place it in context. In the next few exercises, you'll hear snatches of conversations. Try to place them in context. Listen carefully to the tone of the people's voices. This will tell you something about their mood, whether, for example, they're happy or sad. Imagine a scene where a lot of people are talking. What sort of mood are they in?
Hallo, da bist du ja. Wie geht's?
Mensch, grüß dich.
That was a party atmosphere where people are enjoying themselves. And now listen to the next example.
Und dann habe ich gesagt.
Was hast du gesagt?
Ich.
And that was quite a different atmosphere. A woman was upset about something, and a friend was trying to comfort her. We can sense automatically whether someone is happy or sad. The next example is another scene from everyday life. Listen and guess where this scene is taking place. This time, also listen to the words. You should recognize the greeting, and you may be able to guess the meaning of some of the other words too.
Hallo! Taxi!
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Hotel Europa, bitte.
Hotel Europa. Okay.
Did you recognize the situation? A man is on the street. He hails a taxi, which is the same word in German, and tells the driver he wants to go to a hotel. The name of the hotel is the Hotel Europa, which means Hotel Europe. Whenever you're learning a new language, you have to rely to a certain extent on your powers of deduction. It's important to try to get the gist of what's being said. If you try desperately to understand every individual word, this will create a barrier to understanding. But to come back to the last scene, probably you were able to guess some of the words because they're the same as or similar to words you already know in English or French or in another language. Listen to the next example. It's an extract from the play Faust by Goethe, which we played in the last lesson. See if you can identify some words which you already know in another language.
Habe nun, ach, Philosophie, Juristerei und Medizin und leider auch Theologie durchaus studiert.
Did you recognize the German word for philosophy? Philosophie, Metzen, Medizin, or theology? Theologie? If so, then you already have an idea of what this excerpt is about. It's about different areas of knowledge, subjects that you can study, studieren, at a university.
Habe nun, ach, Philosophie, Juristerei und Medizin und leider auch Theologie durchaus studiert.
And were you able to tell what sort of a mood Faust is in? Is he happy or unhappy about his studies? The way Faust says, ach, giving a deep sigh, shows he's unhappy. He's complaining that he's studied everything, but he still knows nothing. During this course, we'll be showing you some more techniques you can use to help your comprehension of German. But now we'd like to remind you of the listening techniques we've introduced today. And while you're doing that, here's some music to help you relax. You hear a sound, and you can recognize it immediately. Think of the baby. You hear various sounds, and you can guess what's happening. Think of the concert music or the football match. You can tell by listening to the tone of people's voices what sort of mood they're in or what the atmosphere is like. Think of the conversations at the party. And you can recognize many other everyday situations. Think of the man hailing a taxi. You can also guess words in context, words you already know in your own language or in another language. And if you make a conscious effort to apply these techniques, you'll find this will help you to learn German. Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Also, bis bald.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.